goes by the pseudonym Bo Snerdly.
It's time for the Soul of Excellence.
He is a radio host at 77 WABC here in New York.
The Rush Hour is on the air.
Rush.
Now, here's Bo Snerdly on the Red Apple Podcast Network. Breaking news, WABC.
And this is Rita Cosby filling in for my buddy James Golden today. And boy, what a busy news day it is here on 77 WABC. We're waiting to get more details about this shooting that took place in Philadelphia. It was at an event marking the end of Ramadan. We are told that at least four people are in custody, that multiple guns were found on the scene. Over 1,000 people, including families with children, are believed to have been at this outdoor event. And, of course, it was marking the end of Ramadan, celebrating Eid, which is an Islamic holiday that marks the end of Ramadan. And as soon as we get more details on that, we will bring it to you. And this comes as President Biden is throwing Israel under the bus. We're going to be talking about that later on this hour. I could not believe in an interview, he said Netanyahu is making a big mistake on his strategy. And he was slamming Netanyahu. I find it disgraceful at a time where Israel is fighting for its sheer survival. And we had the president of the United States saying, you know what? The leader of Israel is making a lot of mistakes and also calling for a ceasefire. When is our president going to have some guts and look into the camera and say, you know what, Hamas, give up all of the hostages right now or we're not going to give you anything? That's what he should have said from the very, very beginning. And it's disgraceful, I think, the way that this president has handled this crisis, this waffling on Israel, this throwing the leader of Israel under the bus when they're in the middle of wartime. It is shameful. 1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-9222. And this is Rita Cosby filling in for my buddy James Golden today here on 77 WABC. And this comes as we're talking about crime in America. And yeah, if you go down any street of New York, anywhere in the tri-state area, there's a lot of problems with crime. And there's a lot of big headlines about crime. That story, of course, of the woman who was at the church. Here it is, 8:20 in the morning. She is going to a Greek church and she gets toppled by a thug who is still on the loose. This guy throws her down the stairs. He pushes her, does a sucker punch. She topples down the stairs. Then she is knocked out and then he robs her. And then he takes her car. Her car, we are told, was found about 3.5 miles away from the church. But authorities are still looking for the thug. And these cases are happening over and over again. The NYPD is looking for a suspect who suddenly came upon somebody on a bus. The guy was kind of like, you know, playing the drums on his lap. You know, you play music on your lap. And he was just kind of humming and playing music. And some crazy guy didn't like it. And he comes over and stabs the guy. There are these crazy, scary things that are happening, and we see it everywhere. And yet, our leaders are saying, what crime? What issue? Everything's great. And they just want us to believe it. It's almost like everything going on in the border. What problem at the border? Well, maybe the problem at the border is the 10 million people that have come through under this president, and maybe also it has to do with the fact that there's more than 100,000 fentanyl deaths. And yet the Republicans right now are trying to put some pressure to see if they can find a couple Democrats of good conscience who can come forward and say, you know what, maybe I will at least allow some sort of impeachment trial of Mayorkas. Can you believe that it's like the latest word is that the Democrats just want to discard it because they were supposed to walk over the articles of impeachment today? And the Republicans said, we're not going to do it because we're hearing that Chuck Schumer, the Senate Majority Leader, of course, of New York, that he's just going to dismiss him outright. He's going to, quote, table it, it's called, and like throw it out. So I guess the American people don't even deserve to have just even a few minutes of hearing. they're just going to dismiss it outright. That is so incredible after you look at what's been happening on our border and the crime that's been happening, as we have seen of late, so many cases with crime, including those migrants that had it out with the NYPD. You probably saw that at the Target store. They're trying to stop them from shoplifting. And what do? They start punching the NYPD officers. One of them threw rocks at the officers. That person is still on the lookout. They're still trying to find that one. Who's to bet that if they do, that person will walk? Because Eric Adams, even yesterday, was asked, what do you think you should do if there is repeat offenders and if they're migrants? And he was asked about this specific case. And his answer was, well, you know what? You should be punished, which is obviously correct. I think we all agree on that. And then once you serve your time, then you should no longer live in the city. The correct answer is you should be deported immediately and be on a list that you should never be able to enter the country again. I'm sorry. I get so angry when I see all the things that New York and our generosity is doing in allowing the migrants at Randall's Island, at all the different shelters. Also, what about the 4-star hotels? What about the $350 a week, the debit cards, the food, all these different things that they're getting? And then we're finding that a number of them are committing crime and a number of them are repeat offenders. It's happening over and over and over again. And it's a mess in this city. And yet, here is Mayor Eric Adams repeating that New York City is just fine.
New York is the safest big city in America. This is not my opinion. The stats show that. We're the safest big city in America. But when I talk about, and thank you for that. You know, you're so kind. You know, these are the facts. Look at these numbers. What's that first one all the way on the far left? Look at the numbers and look at where we are. Safest big city in America.
Safest big city in America. And the spin is that it's just a perception of crime. I'm sorry, but if you look at some of the statistics, it's much more than, quote, a perception of crime. And these crimes are happening much more frequently. They're happening much more violently. They're also happening in places where we don't expect them. I feel like criminals are clearly not getting the message, because guess what? If you suddenly keep releasing people, and my heart breaks for the NYPD, they're trying to do the best they can. And they're even vocalizing that they're arresting these people. But guess what? They end up back out on the streets. I mean, how frustrating is that? They're trying to do their job, but then they see the same thug back out on the streets a few days later. So I guess they're not getting the message. Carl Hasty, who is the New York State Assembly Speaker, who doesn't even think that there's a correlation between prison time and the deterrence of crime. In other words, let's just give everybody a slap on the wrist and just kind of keep moving on. That is not working. And I don't know when New York officials are going to wake up and realize that that is not a good plan. So yesterday, this was great, on Katz and Cosby, we talked with Congresswoman Beth Van Dyne. And she is from the great state of Texas. And she put out a full-page ad in the New York Post saying, NYPD, come on down to Texas because you're being disrespected. You're being beat up in New York City by migrants and others. You're not getting paid enough to deal with all the blank blank that you're dealing with in New York. So come on down to the Lone Star State. Here's what she told us.
Yes, we are welcoming all of our New York police officers and law enforcement officers who feel that they have been completely thrown under the bus, that they have been humiliated, disrespected, held to a ridiculously unattainable standard, to come to Texas. You know, we have heartbreak right now across the country, great love and respect for our law enforcement officers, and seeing day in and day out of what they're having to live through, because you've got these ridiculous anarchist politicians who are choosing the sides of criminals over the sides of police officers and the citizens that they are sworn to protect. And this is happening every day. And as I host one of the largest job fairs in the state of Texas, And we just had one on last summer, and we have a number of positions that are open for you know, independent, freedom-loving members of our law enforcement agencies. We're looking to hire, and we would love to have these guys and these women who put their lives on the line every day come to Texas.
And so Mayor Eric Adams apparently didn't like it that the NYPD was being wooed to Texas. He said, why? Why? There's no problem here in New York with the way police are treated. There's no problem with crime. Listen to what he said to the congresswoman in response.
When I tell New Yorkers, honestly, about recidivism, random acts of violence, people with severe mental health illnesses committing acts of violence, that's not fear-mongering. I tell New Yorkers to go out, the 62 million tourists that come here. I'm out in the streets visiting people. And so being honest is not fear-mongering. I'm not going to be dishonest to New Yorkers. I'm going to tell them we're the safest big city in America, and I'm going to show them what we're going to continue to do so.
Yeah, I'm not going to give in to fear-mongering. Well, guess what? Have you been on a New York subway lately? I have tried to avoid it because every time I go on there, I pray. 1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-9222. And this is Rita Cosby filling in today for my buddy James Golden. Let's go to Tony in Jersey. Tony, your thoughts about this? It's only a perception. No problems in New York. Tony, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, Tony, go ahead. Go ahead, Tony.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about Biden's policies. What he's doing now is going to affect our relationships with Taiwan, South Korea, and Japan, and the Philippines. Because these countries, I guarantee you, right now they're shaking in their boots. Because they don't know if they can rely on the United States anymore.
You know what? That's a great point, Tony, because you're right. Biden has been so waffly. And I think the message that he sent, especially about Israel, I think that has clearly shaken a lot of people, that he's throwing Israel as they are being, you know, cornered between Hamas and Hezbollah. And of course, we have the Houthis even firing on our U.S. ships. And yet, here's Biden throwing them under the bus. He sees, you know, what happened with Afghanistan. Sadly, they may be right. They may be right to be concerned. Your thoughts?
Well, I just can't wait till Donald Trump comes back to the White House, because this guy, he could create World War III right now by his incompetence. Man, everything he touches turns to you know what.
Yeah, I agree. By the way, who was that? Robert Gates, who was the former defense secretary, who had that famous line there, Tony, who said that Biden has been on the wrong side of history every single time, his whole career, essentially. So guess what? I think Robert Gates is right. Let's go to Susan, line two. Susan, your thoughts.
Okay, well, Adams is obviously gaslighting us. And that we don't, you know, we can't believe our own eyes and our own experiences, our lived experiences. And it's happening on the streets. It's happening on the subway. It's not only random. It is totally unprovoked. It is vicious, violent. I lived in the 80s in New York City, and all I remember, and you can tell me, Rita, do you remember the bag ladies? They had, like, the brown bags, and, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, they were dangerous. I know that we had a lot of murders in the 80s, but this kind of assaults are maiming people, are disabling people psychologically, physically. And Adams has the nerve to downplay this, and it's happening to men and women. Women, I think it's you know, a higher rate. Do you agree?
Yeah. Well, lately it seems like, you know why? Because these people, I think they're animals. I think it's right to call them animals and thugs. and they're preying on weakness. I mean, what kind of a person would go to a 68-year-old woman who is going to church at 8:20 on a Sunday morning, about to walk into Sunday services at the Greek Orthodox Church there in Queens, and you see a woman who's, you know, she's 68, close to 70 years old, walking by herself, and you sucker punch her to knock her out cold so she goes down a flight of stairs, and then you don't see how she's doing. First of all, you don't do it to begin with, but then you go and you rob her and you drive off with the car. I mean, to me, I think you hit it spot on that they are just, these people have no morals, no values. I bet you when they get this guy, because you could see that it is a guy, they have at least a semi-decent image of the guy. Hopefully they got a fingerprint, I believe, in the car that he stole of hers that was found, as I mentioned, a couple miles away. Hopefully that enables them to get this guy, because he clearly is a threat to society. But I think people are getting more brazen, and they just feel they can get away with it. And that is a very sad testament to the criminal justice system in New York and elsewhere across this country. Susan, thanks so much. We're going to continue your calls, everybody. 1-800-848-9222. And this is Rita Cosby filling in today for James Golden. We'll continue with your calls right after the break.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, it's Ernie Anastas. You know, your thoughts can affect how you feel, and how you feel can impact your thoughts. Addressing your mind and body connection is the key to improving your overall wellness. Bergen Newbridge Medical Center is the largest hospital in New Jersey, providing comprehensive, equitable, compassionate, and high-quality emergency inpatient and outpatient medical care, plus mental health services and substance use disorder treatment. The Bergen Newbridge team can address your total health needs in one convenient location. Call 201-225-7130. For an appointment or newbridgehealth.org.
The rush hour is on the air. Attention, Ditto heads. Attention, Bo Scouts.
Rush
on the Red Apple Podcast Network.
Well, I love Heart. The band is great. I mean, they're terrific. Barracuda is actually a perfect name because these people who are abusing women and just hitting innocent citizens in New York and elsewhere around the country, they are barracudas. They are animals. And it is shocking to see all these random crimes that are happening. And yet, we were just talking with Susan, who called in, that it is like gaslighting. I mean, they're trying to make us feel like we can't see what we see with our own two eyes. It's pretty obvious. And in fact, here is Mayor Eric Adams yesterday. And I'm sure I would hope he regrets what he said on this, because he was asked about these different cases of women being sucker punched. And that horrible case, of course, of the parishioner who was heading to church and got punched and then pushed down the stairs. She fell down the stairs face down. We also hearing from her nephew, who's saying that she's a lovely person. She is still in ICU as we speak, in critical condition. How sad is that? But that she is one of the most lovely people, according to her nephew, who would give the shirt off her back. I mean, how sad is that? When you hear what happened to this woman, and also, she got a fractured skull and a black eye. And again, is fighting for her life at this time. And yet here is when Mayor Eric Adams of New York was asked about these sucker punch cases. I don't think these were the right choice of words.
These random acts of violence, as small as they are traumatizing New Yorkers, and we must continue to zero in on them.
That bothers me. As small as they are, I want to play that again, because when you hear that, you go, wait, 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 they're not as small as they are. If you're walking down the street, man or woman, and somebody comes over and sucker punches you, And especially if somebody throws you down the stairs and you're knocked out and you're in ICU, it's not as small as they are. Here it is again.
These random acts of violence, as small as they are traumatizing New Yorkers, and we must continue to zero in on them.
They're not as small as they are. This is Rita Cosby filling in for James Golden today. 1-800-848-9222. Let's go to Jacqueline. Jacqueline, I think that choice of words he's going to live to regret.
Well, you know, he keeps proving that he has no regard and no concern for the innocent city of the people of the city of New York, the innocent people of the city of New York. And as far as, you know, the criminals are not getting the message, I disagree. The criminals are getting the message loud and clear. They are being permitted to run the city. Eric Adams does not run the city. And they are the nuts running the asylum.
You know what? You're actually correct. You know, it's a wild story. I saw this yesterday. I couldn't believe this, Jacqueline, that this guy who got busted on the subway, turns out he works for a youth group to fight against violence. You can't make it up. The police stopped this guy. His primary mission is he works for a youth organization teaching kids to stay away from guns and drugs. And what was found on the guy by police, thank goodness they busted the guy, on him, they found guns and they found a whole bunch of crack cocaine. This is the role model for kids? I mean, it's like, I feel like everybody feels emboldened. And you're right. I think when you see these crazy things, like you hear from the New York State Assembly speaker, like Carl Hastie, who still at this moment doesn't seem to think even retail workers need to have more protection and that there needs to be more crime, prime time crime, if you will, and also behind bars time for criminals. He seems to think that putting people away and letting them know that the punishment is going to be severe is not a deterrent. And yet he has no other solution either. He, what, like status quo is a solution? That's a sad place to be. Jacqueline, your thoughts on that?
Well, with regard to that individual that you said was working with the youth groups, I think it's just a case of do as I say, not as I do. You know, they maybe he was just doing it for a paycheck or to make a name for himself, whatever the case may be, but not abiding by his own words or practicing what he preaches.
Yeah, what a sad representative. And you think about these poor kids right now who, you know, are looking, you know, a lot of them are looking for role models and, you know, they're hearing the headlines. They're seeing it like we all are. And then they have this guy who, you know, they thought was doing good and parents thought was doing good. That just is icing on the cake and in a very sad, sad way. We need much better role models than someone who is a phony baloney and not really helping our kids. By the way, the guy's name, according to the New York Post, is Jermaine Green. He's a member of Bronx Rises Against Gun Violence, which advocates for safer communities. And he was caught with a ghost gun and also a whole bunch of crack cocaine and dozens of live rounds in his waistband. So what a great role model he is there, Jacqueline. Wow, wow, wow. Let's go to Tom in Connecticut. Tom, your thoughts. This is Rita Cosby filling in for James.
First of all, thank you very much for speaking with me. And I remember you the old days when you were at Fox.
Thank you very much, Tom. Thank you.
Oh, I want to bring up something. We're constantly hearing about the leaders of New York, whether they're the mayor, whether they're the DA, whether they're the governor. These leaders were not installed. They were voted. They've got the majority of the votes of the people who voted in New York. And these are the same people who will vote again for these same people, because apparently they're getting what they voted for. And you can't constantly be blaming the leaders. You have to start blaming the people who vote for these people.
Yeah, that's a great point. Now, but do you think, Tom, in this case, that sometimes, A, maybe I give a lot of people the benefit of the doubt, that maybe in this case, either they didn't believe what they heard, maybe they didn't believe when like people like Alvin Bragg and others were saying, yeah, let them out, I'd do this, I'd reduce crimes, I'd do that. Maybe they either didn't believe it or maybe they didn't hear it, because, you know, a lot of times people don't realize when they vote for city council or vote for judges and others they don't always look at all the fine print. Do you think it's going to be different this time? Because sadly, the crime is so blatant and it's so shocking, some of these cases, and it's in the headlines so much that maybe this time people will really, really investigate who they're voting for versus just kind of check off a box and just assume everybody's the same, because boy, they're not all the same. And you know, the other thing too, Tom, the problem is also, I think, in some states, and you look at, you know, a lot of blue states, you know, across the country, and you look at the tri-state area, a lot of times there's often not a lot of choices too. I encourage people to give more choices and to get involved in the political process, because a lot of times, like judges and others and DAs, and granted, there was a very heated DA race in New York last time, but you know what? Not always is there in Manhattan, you know, and not always for judges. Also, sometimes you go in there. I always try to vote. I think it's extremely important. I believe in the process. And, but sometimes I go in there and I'm like, this is all you got? Like, it's like one name on there or two, and they're both as bad as the next. So I also encourage people to step up and give these people a run for their money in terms of challenging them on the ballot and saying, listen, I'm the law and order candidate this time. Let people know that you do have a choice, that you don't just have to check off the box for this person who you may not even know who it is or know their background. Make it clear that you are the stalwart law and order candidate and give people a reason to vote and to vote for. So then you could say, okay, it's a fair fight. 1-800-848-9222. And everybody, we will continue your calls after the break. Do you think, again, like Tom's saying, will people keep voting for these disorder candidates, those ones who are supporting law and disorder, versus maybe more people will step up and maybe people will realize this time we have to have people who care about our communities. We're going to talk about that after the break. 1-800-848-9222.
Rush. It's the Rush Hour with Bo Snerdly on the Red Apple Podcast Network.
Well, we haven't seen the best of Joe Biden, that is for sure. And I am downright outraged. This is Rita Cosby filling in for James Golden today, because I cannot believe that the president of the United States is throwing Israel under the bus. He's not just throwing them under the bus. He's rolling over them, then he's backing up under them, and then he's rolling over them again. It is amazing. He did this interview a little bit ago with Univision, because I can speak Spanish, me hablo español. And there he was with Univision. And first off, of course, every interview that Biden does, he has to go after Trump, because they're talking, okay, listen, we've got all these issues with the border. We've got all these problems. You've got 10 million people who've come into the country illegally. We have fentanyl at skyrocketing rates. We've got what's going on, of course, with Russia and Ukraine. We've got Israel. We've got everything that's happening with the threats. There are now word today that Israel is bracing for an imminent attack from Iran. This is a really scary time in the world. But yet, in this interview, if you ask Joe Biden what's the biggest threat, take a guess.
What, in your view, constitutes the primary threat to freedom and democracy at home?
Donald Trump. Seriously. Donald Trump uses phrases like, you're going to eviscerate the Constitution, he's going to be a dictator on day one.
First of all, that's not what he said. And second of all, it's just such a preposterous comment at a time where the world really is on fire. And there are so many issues that are going on. And then in the middle of all this, here is Israel surrounded by, you know, bad actors and on the verge of what could be a very destructive attack that could be coming from the head of the snake, as I call it, because I believe Iran is behind so much of the terror around the world. That's a fact. I mean, they're the ones who are also firing on U.S. ships via their proxies, like the Houthis. And then, of course, you've got Hezbollah in the north, and you've got Hamas in the south. And you've got all these issues, and then you have a president publicly scolding the leader of Israel. Listen to what he also said in this interview. As Israel's fighting for its sheer survival, you know, with friends like this, who needs America as your friend? My goodness. This to me is, it reminds me of what happened in Afghanistan, where we pulled out and we left everybody high and dry. And there are still allies stuck behind, U.S. allies that are stuck behind there, people who risked their lives that are now in Taliban control. And I'm sure it's not a pretty sight. And there are Americans that are still there in Afghanistan. There's also $85 billion worth of U.S. equipment that we left behind in that pathetic, dismal withdrawal because of the way that it was done by this administration. And now he is also throwing Israel under the bus and the leader of Israel at a time where they are desperate. Listen to what he said. I can't believe an American president said this about one of our greatest allies.
I think what he's doing is a mistake. I don't agree with his outrageous that those three vehicles were hit by drones and taken out on a highway where it wasn't like it was along the shore. It wasn't like there was a convoy moving here, et cetera. So what I'm calling for the Israelis to just call for a ceasefire, allow for the next 6-8 weeks total access to all food and medicine going into the country. I've spoken with everyone from the Saudis to the Jordanians to the Egyptians. They're prepared to move in. They're prepared to move this food in. And I think there's no excuse to not provide for the medical and the food needs of those people. They should be done now.
So he's calling for a ceasefire with getting zero in return. Imagine if it was President Trump at the helm at this moment. First of all, I believe a lot of these things would not have happened. I don't believe that Russia would have gone into Ukraine. I think Iran would be a lot more leery than they clearly are right now of Joe Biden. You could maybe say that even October 7th might not have happened under President Trump. Remember, he took out Soleimani. And then you didn't hear much after that. They got the message loud and clear. Yet this president has allowed these attacks over and over and over again. And there he is calling for a ceasefire. Why isn't he looking again at the camera and saying, you know what? This is a message directly to Hamas. Hamas, you need to release all of the hostages immediately. He should have said that on day one. He should have said, Hamas, you are responsible for what's happening right now because of what you did on October 7th. And you have X amount of hostages. We need all of them out. We need the five Americans that are still being held. I never hear the president talking about the hostages, period, let alone the fact that we have five Americans and we had dozens of Americans that were actually killed on October 7th. And yet there has been zero fight, it feels like, from this president. And that's a lack of leadership. And when the world sees a lack of leadership from America, the world is rudderless. And here is President Trump just a little bit ago reacting to what we all just heard, those shocking comments from President Biden.
Have you spoken to Prime Minister Netanyahu? Obviously, the White House is issuing a stark warning. Do you think that the U.S. is not doing enough to show support for Israel, or are you going to go?
Biden has totally lost control of the Israel situation. He has abandoned Israel. He's totally abandoned Israel. And frankly, you know, he's a low IQ individual. He has no idea where he is and who he's supporting. He doesn't know if he's supporting the Palestinians, but he knows one thing. He is not supporting Israel. He has abandoned Israel. And any Jewish person that votes for a Democrat or votes for Biden should have their head examined.
Biden has abandoned Israel, according to Trump. 1-800-848-9222. I agree with President Trump. To me, it is shocking to see what we're seeing at this moment, that an American president is saying these condemning words at a time of Israel, one of our greatest allies, their survival. 1-800-848-9222 and it's Rita Cosby filling in for James Golden. We're going to take your calls when we come back.
James Golden, known popularly as Bo Snerdly.
This is the Rush Hour with Bo Snerdly.
Rush.
We play the best music here on 77 WABC, a little Duran Duran, and this is Rita Cosby filling in for James Golden. And by the way, it looks like the New York Times is reporting that many of the TV networks are now bandying together to urge Biden and Trump to debate. Trump has already said he's ready anytime, anywhere. So let's see if Biden will get whatever he did for the State of the Union to keep him awake, and if he will accept to do at least one, two, hopefully multiple debates. Boy, there is a lot to debate this go-round, that is for sure. And, of course, President Trump, also in the middle of all this, has his first criminal trial that is going to be taking place. It's the New York criminal trial on Monday, so he has to be there. It's a criminal case. He's got to be there in court. And they are doing some last minute filings, trying to see if they could get any sort of change with the date or anything else. But at this point, it looks like it is full steam ahead. And speaking of full steam ahead, Netanyahu in the last few hours coming out and saying they're still going into Rafah, that they're not going to change their plans. And you could tell he is clearly frustrated with the way President Biden has been criticizing blatantly, publicly scolding Israel and saying to the world now that Netanyahu's Israel strategy is a mistake and saying there should be a ceasefire with getting nothing in return. What kind of a negotiator is that? A lousy one. He's not even begging for the release of hostages or are bargaining for something in return. That is shameful. 1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-9222. Let's go to Valerie. Valerie, your thoughts.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call. I do want to say that Biden is a dictator by telling Israel what to do. He's not in charge of Israel. That's number one. But my thought is about the Jews that are voting for Democrats, they need to wake up and they need to start voting for Trump and only for Trump. All American Jews has to vote for Trump. They cannot forget what Trump did for the Jews, and they need to wake up and see what Biden is doing against the Jews. He's doing it for over 30 years. We will not forget what he did against Israel. He's the same person. Now he's even worse.
Yeah, even worse. You know what? I'll tell you, Val, a lot of people are feeling this frustration, and I do agree with you. I think that a lot of people, when they come to the election booth, especially those who are Jewish or those who support Israel, which I think most people in America do, I think that they will be thinking about it when they go to the ballot box. There is no doubt about it. To me, it really disgusts me. And I just think it's so dangerous, too, at a time where, guess what? If Hamas and Israel, you know, all that continues to brew and continues to fester. And if Israel doesn't wipe out Hamas, they're coming here. They may already be here with that wide open southern border. There already may be sleeper cells in this country. So we want Israel to be successful in wiping out Hamas. There's no doubt about it. And our president should be doing everything to strengthen Israel and not undermine it at this critical time. Let's go to Don. Don, your thoughts.
Yeah. Hi, Rita. I think we shouldn't be giving as many munitions and money to Israel.
Why?
Well, Israel has the best military in the Middle East. And if they want to do something, they're very well capable of doing it.
And by the way, they do have a very, very good military and a very strong military. Also a strong sense, you know, they have the mandatory military service there where everybody partakes in protecting the country and protecting the homeland. But on the other hand, when you are surrounded and you're dealing with Iran, which has a lot of money, because we haven't been sanctioning the oil, so they have a lot of money to buy weapons because they're selling oil left and right, and Biden has not been strong enough on them in any shape or form. That's allowing Iran to have a lot of weapons, and you can never have enough when you're dealing with a lot of these really bad actors that's surrounding Israel and going after Israel. Don, thanks very much. Let's go to Sandra. Sandra, your thoughts.
Oh, hi, Rita. You know, I feel that Israel is sadly so misunderstood. They follow the Hippocratic Oath in their hospitals to the T. I want you to know that close to 100,000 Palestinian patients go there, and they get specialized treatment. They get treated for their injuries in the war. They get chemotherapy, dialysis, and they also take care of the terrorists who are injured. So give me a break.
Yeah, no, you're right. You are absolutely right. Let's go to Joseph real quick. Joseph, your thoughts.
Hi, Rita. Nice to talk to you. Gosh, there's so much I want to say, but so little time. I would just say this. As far as Biden calling Trump saying that Trump would be a dictator and all this other garbage, Trump is a leader. He would do what's right, just like he did the last time for this country.
And listen, by the way, to your point, Joseph, America, and I think the world was a lot safer at that time. Everybody, it's been great filling in today. I'm going to be back tomorrow because James Golden's off tomorrow and also Friday, getting a few well-deserved days off. But stay tuned also because Katz and Cosby's coming up, and we have an awesome lineup.